Chapter 4, Special Driving Conditions. Your ability to adjust to different driving conditions is very important. You also need to recognize when conditions are too dangerous to risk driving at all. Night driving. Driving at night is always more difficult and hazardous than daytime driving. At night, you cannot see as far, as soon, or as much. The glare from oncoming headlights also adds to the difficulty. You can make your night driving safer in these ways. Always drive within the range of your headlights. Keep your speed in control and within posted speed limits. Do not look directly into the headlights of oncoming vehicles. Look down and to the right side of your lane. Use the road edge line or center line as a guide. Keep your windshield clean inside and out. Never wear your sunglasses when driving at night. At night, pedestrians are difficult to see. Be aware. Headlights are legally required from a half hour after sunset until a half hour before sunrise. When there is insufficient light. Whenever persons or vehicles cannot be clearly seen at a distance of 1,000 feet. Or when directed by an official traffic control device. It is advisable to use your headlights when driving in rain, snow, or fog. In addition, use high beams in open country at night. Change to low beams when you are at least 500 feet before any oncoming vehicles and 300 feet before any vehicle you are following. You may flash the headlights to warn a driver ahead that you intend to pass. Keep your headlights clean. You should not drive with just the parking lights on. Driving in bad weather. Nevada's weather is notoriously unpredictable. Sudden wind, rain, and snowstorms create especially hazardous conditions. Winter driving in many parts of the state means using roads that may be icy or snow-packed. The most important thing to do when driving in bad weather is slow down. Stopping distances on slippery roads may be 2 to 10 times greater than on dry pavement. If there is fog or it is raining or snowing, you will not be able to see as well as you would normally. Remember that other drivers will be having the same difficulties. Give other drivers plenty of space and pay special attention to the taillights on vehicles in front of you. When driving on snow and ice, use all-weather radial tires, snow tires, or chains. Even properly equipped vehicles may slide on ice or snow-packed roads. Get the feel of the roadway. Start out very slowly, then gently test your brakes to find out how well you can stop. Start slowing down long before you come to an intersection or turn. Keep a safe distance. Reduce speed. There is no such thing as a completely safe speed on snow and ice. Each city block or stretch of highway may be different depending on sun, shade, amount of sanding, and other conditions. Avoid sudden changes in speed or direction. In general, gentle braking, using a slow light touch and release pattern, will allow you to slow down and stop safely. However, if your vehicle has an anti-lock braking system, a firm, continuous pressure on the brake pedal is needed to activate the anti-lock feature. Please refer to your vehicle owner's manual. Allow yourself plenty of extra time to get to your destination. Note, studded snow tires may be used only from October 1st through April 30th. Tires with retractable studs are allowed any time of year, but the studs may be extended or engaged only during the dates indicated. Skidding. Skidding means your vehicle's tires have lost traction. Skidding usually happens on ice or packed snow, but it can also occur on wet pavement or graveled roads. Different types of braking and steering systems, as well as vehicles with four-wheel drive or front-wheel drive, respond in different ways. Please consult your vehicle owner's manual for specific information on skid recovery. Driving emergencies. Safe handling of driving emergencies such as blowouts, brake failure, a stuck gas pedal, or near misses with other vehicles requires special knowledge and skills. Vehicle features and operating procedures vary greatly from one manufacturer to another. Your vehicle owner's manual is the best source for information on mechanical systems failures. It is wise to take the time to become familiar with your vehicle's safety materials and specific features. The following tips may help you deal with some situations. In all emergencies, stay calm and use common sense. Tips for driving emergencies. Brakes fail. try pumping the brake pedal. If the brakes still do not respond, use the emergency parking brake. If possible, shift to a lower gear. To prevent wear on the brakes, use a lower gear when you are driving downhill for long stretches. Never place the vehicle into park. Wet brakes. You should test your brakes after driving through deep water. They may pull to one side or not hold at all. To dry the brakes, put your car in low gear, drive slowly, and lightly apply the brakes. Test them about every 200 feet, continuing until braking action returns to normal. Windshield wipers fail. If the wipers fail in heavy rain or snow, slow down, lower the window, and put your head outside so you can see. If possible, move your car off the highway to the right and stop as soon as possible. Accelerator or gas pedal sticks. Quickly press your foot hard against the pedal and release. This may free or release the pedal. If not, shift to neutral. Apply the brakes. Pull off the highway to the right if possible and stop. Never place the vehicle into park. Headlights fail. Slow down and pull off the roadway as soon as you can. When headlights fail, your parking lights, turn signals, or four-way flashers will usually still work and can be used to guide you safely to the side of the road. Fire. If smoke comes from under the hood, slow down, pull off the road, and turn off the ignition immediately. Use extreme caution when opening the engine hood. If you do not have a chemical fire extinguisher, you can smother a fire by using sand or dirt. Do not use water, because burning gasoline will float on water and spread the fire. If you have no way to stop the fire, or if it gets out of control, move well away, at least 100 feet, from your vehicle. Steering fails. If you suddenly lose steering control, ease up on the accelerator. If your car continues to hold the lane, slow down and then gently apply the brakes. Use your four-way flashers to warn other drivers. If your vehicle heads off the road or toward another vehicle or a pedestrian, apply the brakes quickly using maximum pressure. Oncoming vehicle in your lane. If you see a vehicle coming toward you in your lane, slow down, sound your horn, flash your headlights, and pull as far to the right as you safely can. Do not swing into the lane the approaching vehicle has left, because the other driver may suddenly realize his or her mistake and turn back into the proper lane. Running off the pavement. Running off the highway can result in an extremely serious single-vehicle crash. This type of accident accounts for a high number of fatalities in Nevada. Driver fatigue, inattention, and speeding are all major factors in these crashes. If your vehicle drifts onto the shoulder, or if you are forced off the road, stay calm. Take your foot off the accelerator. If you brake, do so carefully. Grip the steering wheel firmly. Do not try to swerve back onto the pavement. Instead, stay on the shoulder until you have your vehicle completely under control and gently ease back onto the road. Blowouts. A blowout, or when a tire suddenly loses air, can throw a vehicle out of control. Use the following tips for safe recovery. Grip the steering wheel firmly. Ease up on the gas pedal to slow down. Do not hit the brakes. Look for a safe place to pull off and signal your intent to move off the highway. When you are sure your vehicle is under control and you have slowed down, gently use the brakes to stop. Make sure your vehicle is safely off the roadway and use parking lights or flashers to warn other drivers. Flooded engine. If your vehicle engine is flooded, do not pump the gas pedal. Instead, press the pedal to the floor and run the starter steadily for short intervals, about 10 to 15 seconds. When the engine starts, release the gas pedal. Disabled vehicle. If possible, get all four wheels off the roadway. Use parking lights, flashers, or flares to warn other drivers. And have the vehicle towed as soon as possible. Tips for driving in a flash flood. Nevada's dry climate creates an ideal situation for flash flooding to occur, particularly during the summer months. Drivers need to use extra caution when driving during a summer storm, spring thaw, or prolonged rains. More than half of all flash flood fatalities are auto-related. Here are some facts about flooding. Less than 1 inch of water can cause a driver to lose control of his or her car. most vehicles can float in 2 feet of water or less. Cars traveling at a high rate of speed can be pushed off the road by only 6 inches of water. If you encounter a flooded roadway, don't attempt to drive through it. Turn around and seek an alternate route or wait until the water subsides. Although it may look like just a few inches of water on the roadway, it is difficult to determine the depth of floodwaters. You have no idea if the road is washed away underneath, causing a hazardous situation for drivers. If your vehicle stalls in rising floodwater and you can safely do so, abandon it immediately and seek higher ground. Rapidly rising water may engulf the vehicle and its occupants and sweep them away. Once vehicles begin to float, they move toward deep, faster-moving water where escape is even more dangerous and top-heavy vehicles may roll over. Deaths often occur because people mistakenly believe that vehicles provide protection from rising, swiftly moving waters. If you find yourself in this situation, you must make a judgment call about whether you can make it to higher ground or if you would be better off remaining with your vehicle. The only sure safety rule is to turn around and avoid flooded roadways in the first place. Additional guidelines. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize flood dangers. Avoid already flooded areas and areas subject to sudden flooding. Do not attempt to cross flowing streams or water flowing over the roadway. If you are driving and come upon rapidly rising waters, turn around and find another route. Move to higher ground away from streams, creeks, and flood control channels. If your route is blocked by floodwaters or barricades, find another route. Barricades are put up by local officials to protect people from unsafe roads. Never drive around barricades. Driving around them can be a serious risk. Highway work zones. Work zones are identified with orange signs, cones, and barrels. Work zones are hazardous areas for both workers and motorists. Stay alert. Lanes often narrow and the road is not smooth. Sometimes cars must come to a complete stop. Use extra caution when approaching cars ahead since they may be stopped. Flaggers and pilot cars are often used to control traffic. Do not move any barriers or signs to cross over a road that is closed to traffic. Doing so is illegal, and you will be subject to double penalties for work zone violations. Fines for speeding double in work zones. Black and white speed limit signs are regulatory. Orange speed limit signs are advisory and indicate slower, safer speeds. If time is a concern, consider another route or start your trip earlier. Visibility in a work zone may be reduced, especially at night. Be alert and do not drive when you are tired. Watch for other drivers who may be sleepy. Whenever you see orange signs, slow down and watch for equipment and people working on the road. Be aware of flaggers working to direct traffic and follow their instructions for everyone's safety. Merge carefully and cooperatively. Traffic control in work zones provides additional safety for those who are working. It is also meant to protect and reduce risk to motorists traveling through the work zone. For everyone's sake, be careful, obey the signs, and arrive safely. Approaching a stopped emergency vehicle. Drivers in Nevada have certain duties when approaching stopped emergency, utility, or service vehicles. Vehicles such as, but not limited to, any law enforcement vehicle, tow trucks, NDOT vehicles, garbage trucks, or any other vehicles that have active flashing amber lights or a steady blue light. This also applies to anyone attending to a repair of a vehicle. In the absence of direction by a peace officer, the driver of a vehicle approaching any of these vehicles must decrease the vehicle's speed to a speed that is reasonable and proper and less than the posted speed limit. Proceed with caution, be prepared to stop, and if possible, drive in a lane that is not adjacent to the lane in which the emergency vehicle is stopped unless the roadway, traffic, weather, or other conditions make doing so unsafe or impossible.